Nothing is more important than reconnecting with your bliss. Nothing is as rich. Nothing is more real. Deepak Chopra. Facing life clean and sober is no easy task. Consequences of our past loom. A sense of impending doom sometimes hangs over us. Then someone says, "So are you feeling the bliss of recovery now?" Chaos light might be achievable, but bliss. Many of us are cynical, and we liken being blissful to being not so sharp or living in la-la land. Chopra argues that bliss is rooted in reality, not fantasy. Bliss is natural, and distress is unnatural. Is that true for addicts? For addicts, disease is normal, disease, not bliss. Even after vigilant step work or therapy, we can be uncomfortable when all is calm. Bliss may be real, but it seems unnatural for many of us. Making a gratitude list is medicine prescribed by senior members for changing moods from grumpy to happy. Can we remember a time as children when we felt entitled to joy? Bliss is natural in a healthy childhood. Children don't work on being happy. They feel it, unabashedly. We are allowed to be blissful. Do we have memories of organic joyfulness? If not, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. We are obligated to be happy. We aren't failing when we are sad. The point is that happiness is unfamiliar or uncomfortable for us, that is bound to mean something. It is worth thinking about from time to time. Thanks for starting your day with Hammock Readings. And we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.